Child soldiers like these in the Central African Republic often wind up being further victimized after joining a conflict, says American University Youth in Conflict professor Susan Shepler.
They are often forcefully recruited into armed forces, or sometimes going to armed forces because they have no other choice in terms of their poverty or their family situation. Then once they're participating, they're sometimes called on to commit horrible atrocities.
Concerns about such abuses prompted the U.S. to cite 9 countries for their use of child soldiers. They are the Central African Republic, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Rwanda, Somalia, Sudan, South Sudan, Syria, Yemen, and Myanmar. Now the U.S. has given all of these countries except Syria, Myanmar, and Sudan a full or partial waiver from the Child Soldier Prevention Act. State Department Human Rights and Security Advisor Dan Mahanti explains why.
We're looking primarily at progress that may have been made by the country, hopefully along the lines of a national action plan, which we work very closely with the UN to help enforce and implement. Second, we're looking at the relevance of the assistance to national security objectives of the United States.
Mahanti rejects claims that the waivers send out a mixed message to countries that use child soldiers.
Quite the opposite, actually. I think the time period that we have between when the trafficking in persons report comes out and the countries are actually identified and the point at which the president makes his determination of waivers is actually a really key target of opportunity for us to talk with civil society, to speak with the UN and speak with the countries in question, to make it very clear that it's by no means an automatic decision that the president will waive certain forms of assistance.
Human rights advocate Adote Akwe disagrees.
That is what a recipient government in Africa is going to interpret it as, business as usual. The United States wants to train our security forces. Yes, there's some concerns about child soldiers, but don't worry, it's not that serious. And I think that that's the real danger here.
He says while it can be difficult to implement changes, not doing something to curb the use of child soldiers is worse.
Children being physically abused, children being at risk of death, children not having an education, children being exposed to violence and beginning to be trained as soldiers before they have the mental ability or the moral ability to know when violence is acceptable, if it ever is.
Akwe says one of the best things the U.S. can do to help children like these is to follow through on its policy to hold accountable the countries that use children in conflicts. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.